Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 12.
Hej och välkomna. Jag heter Hanna.
Och jag heter Mark. We are delighted to be back with another episode of Coffee Break Swedish. Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår jättebra, Mark. Hur mår du?
Jag mår jättebra också. Is that okay? Can I say också at the end like that?
Absolutely. That's perfect.
Would jag mår också jättebra work too?
You can say either or.
Okay. That sounds good. I always like a flexible language, so that's all good.
You're going to like Swedish then.
Brilliant. We are back with another episode of Coffee Break Swedish. And in this episode, we're taking what we learned last time a little further. Specifically, we're going to be talking about food, one of my favorite subjects. So it's all good.
Yeah, so I thought we would learn today how to order a lunch restaurant. So it's a little bit more complicated because we can't just eat sweets all the time, can we, Mark?
Yep, quite. So we have previously learned to order some drinks and also a couple of cakes and things like that. In our bonus lesson last time, we also learned about certain aspects of sandwiches, but we're going to take that a little further now. So ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja.
Now, Hannah, I'm guessing that in this kind of episode, what we are really focusing on is a lot of vocabulary because we will need to understand menus and notices on shops and cafe doors and things like that, correct?
Yes, that's what I thought we would focus on.
Okay, so take it away. What would you like us to know?
So I thought, like you were saying about our sandwiches are important. So we have two words for a sandwich. One is smörgås.
Smörgås.
And sometimes we can see the word macka instead.
Oh, right. Macka. So what's the difference between smörgås and macka?
It's no difference at all, actually. Macka can just be maybe sound a little bit more informal, a little bit of a slang word.
Okay. And do both smörgås and macka come as a kind of what we would describe as an open sandwich? Is it a piece of bread and then the things go on top? Or is there another piece of bread on top of that?
No, I was just going to say that we always do open sandwiches in the whole of Scandinavia, I think. But yeah, in Sweden, we do open sandwiches.
Now, Hannah, I think that some of our listeners may have heard of the word smörgåsbord. Have I said that correctly?
You said it perfectly, and I think it's one of the most famous words for, in Swedish.
Yeah, so tell us more about the smörgåsbord.
So a smörgåsbord is, in translation, obviously it means a sandwich table, mm-hmm. is a big table with just loads of different small dishes.
Okay, kind of like Scandinavian tapas or something like that.
Yeah. So you have a lot of cold cuts of meat, mm-hmm. You have little sausages, you have a lot of different types of fish, so mm-hmm. you can often have different types of herring, so sill, yeah. Obviously salmon, mm-hmm. We really like eggs in Sweden, so different egg dishes. Traditionally, we don't have a lot of fresh vegetables in Sweden, so because we have smörgåsbord all through the year. So it's a lot of potatoes and it's a lot of pickled vegetables.
Yep. Okay. I think I seem to remember in the smörgåsbord that I was at, there was a beetroot salad.
I love beetroot salad. So yeah, beetroot salad is with beetroot and apple, mm-hmm. and then you have mayonnaise and creme fraiche, and it's really, really nice. You often have this on our, and we're going to learn that today, our meatball sandwich, and then you have some beetroot salad on top, and it's lovely.
I think we're getting carried away with this descriptions of these foods. Perhaps we should actually get on and learn some. Learn some words now. So we started with smörgås, and then you also mentioned the other word for sandwich.
Macka.
Now, if we were having, a cheese sandwich or a ham sandwich, do we just push all these together? Do the words come together?
Yes. So if you take, for example, cheese and ham, mm-hmm. so cheese is ost.
Ost.
And you just say ost smörgås.
Okay, so let's leave some time for our listeners to repeat that.
Ost smörgås.
Ost smörgås.
Yes, and if you remember that from previous lessons, that we really like compound words in Sweden, so it becomes one word. We always write it as one word. But I always tell my students that you can almost breathe in between. So ost smörgås.
Ost smörgås.
Perfect, Mark.
Okay. And what would a ham sandwich be?
I know everybody likes this ske sound in Swedish. So ham is skinka.
Skinka. Okay. So give us a ham sandwich.
Skink smörgås.
Skink smörgås. Now, you said ham was skinka. What happened to the there?
So just like we said last week, that it's... If we have a word that ends with a vowel and then we put another word with it, it just sounds a bit clunky. So we can't say skinka smörgås, mm-hmm. because for a Swede that sounds odd. So okay. We just drop the A and we say skink smörgås.
Skink smörgås. Okay. What other kind of smörgås can we have?
This is my favorite subject. So we have räk smörgås.
Okay. Räk smörgås. What are... Räk.
So it's prawns.
Ah, okay, prawns, right. So a prawn sandwich. Okay, so we've got skink smörgås, ost smörgås, and räk smörgås. What else?
Can you guess what a lax smörgås is?
Okay, so I've heard of gravad lax, which is something I really enjoy, and that's some kind of salmon. So I'm assuming this is a salmon sandwich of some kind.
Yeah, and do you know what gravad means?
I guessed it was something to do with smoking or something like that.
Well, it's a very traditional Scandinavian way of preparing the salmon, and it's just to keep it fresh longer. In old times. So grav means a grave, and it's just that you buried it.
So you buried your salmon with this, with the preparation of dill and other things, I guess. You buried it, and that's how that was the curing process or something like that.
Yes, you need sugar and salt for it. And then for the taste, you have salt or pepper, and then you have dill, and then you just buried. So it's about the weight of just keeping it like really something really heavy on top.
So gravad lax literally means buried salmon.
Yes.
I've learned something new today, in addition to all these Swedish words. Let's continue with our lunch menu. What else would we have on it?
So what I was talking about before, like my favorite, is our köttbullesmörgås.
Köttbullesmörgås. So that's a meatball sandwich, if I remember right, from IKEA trips.
Exactly. So it's meatballs and that famous beetroot salad I was talking about earlier.
Right. So can we hear meatballs again?
Köttbullar.
Köttbullar. Köttbullar, yeah?
Yeah, so köttbullar is in plural, so meatballs.
Uh-huh.
In singular, köttbulle.
Uh-huh.
And if we're going to put it into a sandwich, we call it köttbullesmörgås.
Köttbullesmörgås. Okay. Right, what else would we be seeing in a menu? What other kind of things do we need to know about?
So the most traditional Swedish lunch, I would say, is what we call dagens lunch.
Dagens lunch, is that like the lunch of the day?
Yes. So compared to Britain, for example, where a lot of people eat sandwiches for lunch, we traditionally always eat warm food for lunch. And dagens lunch is so everybody can eat together and just have a proper warm meal at lunchtime.
Okay. And is that kind of like a set menu? Does it tend to have a set menu?
Yeah, so if you go into a restaurant around lunch time, they have often more kind of simple dishes, very traditional Swedish dishes. For example, meatballs is a good example. And then you include in the price, then you get bröd.
So bread.
Bread. You get often a salads buffet.
Okay, so a salad buffet.
Yep. Something what we call kalldryck, so a cold drink.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often that can be what we talked about last week, mineralvatten, so kolsyrat vatten, if you remember. Eller läsk.
That was the fizzy drink, the soda.
Yes. And quite often foreign people or non-Swedish people can get confused because all of a sudden you see öl, which means beer. And that doesn't seem very lunchy to go with your workmates. And at least in Sweden, you wouldn't drink alcohol for lunch.
Okay.
So we have lättöl.
Lättöl. So is that like light beer?
Yeah, it's non-alcoholic beer.
Ah, okay. Right. So beer flavored, but doesn't have any alcohol in it. Lättöl.
Yeah. And it's really common that adults drink that for lunch. And then together with the price, then you have coffee and maybe a little bit of a cake as well. So
right. So it's one price for your set menu. And you said that this would be hot. So would you not be likely to have the smörgås as a lunch dish? Or is that a different kind of eating time?
No, I think if you wouldn't have dagens lunch, you'd probably have a smörgås for lunch, like an open sandwich. But that's a quite big sandwich as well.
Okay. Right, so far we have learned various types of sandwich. Let's see if I can remember them.
So we had all the different types of sandwiches. So we had a ham sandwich. Do you remember what that was?
Skinksmörgås.
Ja, skinksmörgås. We had a prawn sandwich.
Oh, that was räksmörgås.
Nästan. Räk.
Ah, räk. Räk. Okay, räksmörgås.
Bra. So just like the other words, plural of prawns are räkor. So we drop the vowel again. So it's just räksmörgås.
Räksmörgås. Okay.
And then we had the very nice laxsmörgås.
That was the salmon sandwich, laxsmörgås. And we also had, let me see if I can remember the meatball sandwich, köttbullesmörgås.
Bra! Köttbullesmörgås.
Köttbullesmörgås. Smörgås. Okay. Right. Let's learn a few other things that we need before we take a break.
So, just like we were talking last time when you go to a cafe that you often go to the counter. When it comes to a dagens lunch or a lunch restaurant, we would just order at the counter. So you would take your own tray and take a plate and your cutlery. Yep. So a tray in Swedish is bricka.
Bricka. Bricka. Now, is it en bricka or ett bricka?
If you would guess, Mark, what would you guess?
Well, it's not a person, so I think my guess would probably be ett.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's not the case.
Do you remember in the beginning of this course, we were talking about, if you have to guess, always guess an N word?
Okay, right. So en bricka.
Ja, en bricka. And if you have your tray and bricka. Mm-hmm. Then you need your plate. A plate mm-hmm. is en tallrik.
En tallrik. Okay.
And your cutlery.
Okay.
Är bistick.
Bistick. So that's the word for all of the cutlery. That's the generic word for cutlery.
Yes. Right. And if we talk about the more, a knife is very similar to English. En kniv.
En kniv. Okay.
A fork is en gaffel.
En gaffel. Okay, I think that's the same as German. Well, what about a spoon?
A spoon is en sked.
Oh, another sound. how's that spelled? Is it S-J?
S-K.
S-K, okay. En sked.
Good. And we know that if you have an S-K and we have an E, which is a soft vowel, it's going to be that sound. So you can see that if you have you see the word written, you can kind of guess it. Sked.
Sked. This is a lot of vocabulary so far. So we've got, remind me, we've got cutlery, which was?
Bistik.
Bistik. And then we had the tray.
Bricka.
Bricka. And a plate.
Tallrik.
And a knife.
En kniv.
A fork.
En gaffel.
And a spoon.
En sked.
I'm thinking the only other word that I'm likely to need here, if I've got to ask for something, would be a glass.
Yes, and here you have an et word. Ah. Et glas.
Et glas. Okay, it's nice and easy, fortunately.
And I guess what could also be important to ask for is a napkin.
All right.
En servette.
That sounds like French. En servette. Okay. Right. Do you want to test me on some of these words before we break? Because I think there's a lot in here that we need to remember.
Yeah, and I believe in you. You can do this. So what is a plate in Swedish, Mark?
Obviously, I'm leaving some space for our listeners. It's nothing to do with the fact that I can't remember it. Is it en tallrik?
Bra, en tallrik.
Okay.
What about a spoon?
That's the hw one. So en sked.
Bra, en sked.
Okay.
A knife.
That one's easier. En kniv.
Bra, en kniv. Och a fork then.
En gaffel.
Bra. What about cutlery?
I'm getting mixed up between this one and the tray. Is it bistik?
Bra, bistik. Because a tray was...
Bika?
Nästan bricka.
Bricka, okay. Okay, imagine I'm putting it on a brick. I'm taking a brick up to the counter with my plate and my knife and fork and spoon. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. And I think we'll be learning a little more vocabulary for actually getting our lunch ordered. So we'll be back in just a moment.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons, where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome back. We are talking food today. We're talking about ordering food and going out for lunch. And during the break, Hannah was telling me about the best place to get a Dagen's lunch. Not a specific place in any particular town, but just a kind of category of place. Hannah, can you tell our listeners about this?
Yeah, so if you are visiting any of the big cities in Sweden, like Malmö or Göteborg or Stockholm, they have lovely saluhallar. So en saluhall, and it means a food hall.
So is it the kind of idea where perhaps it's like almost a covered market or something like that with little restaurants inside?
Yeah, so the little restaurants and little stalls with greengrocers and butchers and fishmongers. And it's just, you can get really lovely fresh food and very traditional Swedish food.
Excellent. I've never been to one in Sweden. I have been to one, a very famous one in Helsinki. It's the Covered Marcus. Yeah, this is wonderful there. I've got very happy memories of it being extremely cold outside, loads of snow, but being in there nice and warm and having some delicious salmon, I seem to remember.
That sounds like Scandinavia for you.
Okay, we've been focusing really today on individual items of vocabulary, but I think we could also learn some phrases that will be useful to help us make the order, to help us get what we need in the restaurant situation or the Dagen's lunch situation. Can you help us with that, Hannah?
Yes. So do you remember last time when we ordered, we said, "Jag vill beställa"?
Yeah.
So we could say, if we use Dagens Lunch as an example, you can just take your tray and you say to the person behind the counter, "Jag vill beställa en Dagens Lunch."
Okay, let me try that. Jag vill beställa en Dagens Lunch.
And last week we also learned the trick that we could also just say, "En Dagens Lunch, tack."
Yeah, okay, and Dagens Lunch. Can I just ask, so you are at the counter, you're ordering a menu of the day, a Dagens Lunch. At that point, have you already chosen your dishes from the counter, or are you then going to have to individually say, "I would like the meatballs" or whatever?
It depends. So some restaurants would just have one dish as Dagens Lunch.
Ah, okay.
And they will probably either give you a number or something so somebody comes out with the dish for you, or they will just give it to you. It's a little bit, a lot of lunch restaurants in Sweden, especially around a lot of offices, could be like a canteen more.
Yeah, okay, I get the idea, yeah. So we can say, "Jag vill beställa en Dagens Lunch," or just "en Dagens Lunch, tack." What other way could we say this?
And I think we said this last time as well, like, "Jag vill ha en Dagens Lunch."
Yeah, so I want to have a Dagens Lunch.
Yeah, but I thought I would introduce the expression, "Kan jag få en Dagens Lunch?"
So, may I have a daily lunch, something like that.
So, "kan jag få" is a really useful phrase, because all of a sudden you sound polite in Swedish. So we can use it in different ways. So we can say, "kan jag få en Dagens Lunch?" So you just managed to order something. Mm-hmm. But you can also say, "kan vi få beställa?"
Is that like saying, please, may we order?
Yes. And I would also add to that, to sound a little bit more polite, I would add ursäkta as well.
Ah, okay. So we've learned ursäkta when we were asking for where places are in the town. So ursäkta, kan vi få beställa?
Ja, perfekt. Or you can say ursäkta, kan vi få en meny?
Right, so we can use it to request something if we don't have something. Can we get a menu?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, ursäkta, kan jag få en servett?
There you're looking for a napkin.
Ja.
Okay, can we repeat these three phrases, please?
Mm-hmm. So, ursäkta, kan vi få beställa?
Ursäkta, kan vi få beställa?
Ursäkta, kan vi få en meny?
Ursäkta, kan vi få en meny?
Ursäkta, kan jag få en servett?
Ursäkta, kan jag få en servett? So if I realize that I don't have, for example, a spoon, could I say, ursäkta, kan jag få en sked?
Perfect!
Okay, so it's quite easy to use once we've got it, kan jag få, and then whatever it is. Could you say, kan jag få en köttbulle smörgås?
Perfect, ja!
So you can actually use it for ordering the specific meal that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what we're going to do now is do a conversation. We've basically got lots of this vocabulary and we're going to put it into a conversation. So we are going to pause as we are recording this so that I can practice the conversation with Hanna and then we will do it all together. Okay, so I'll start. Hey.
Hey, vad vill du beställa?
En dagens lunch, tack.
Varsågod, salladsbaren är där och kaffe ingår. Det blir 70 kronor. Betalar du med kort eller kontanter?
Med kontanter.
Varsågod, 30 kronor tillbaka. Vill du ha kvitto?
Ja, tack.
Varsågod.
Okay, so I ordered a daily lunch, a lunch menu. And then you said that the salad bar is there. And I think you said that coffee is included.
Exactly. So we recognize that from last week, don't we?
Yeah, ingår. Last time it was påtår.
Ja. And so what does påtår mean?
That's refills, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. So this time kaffe ingår, coffee's included. And then you used det blir for the price. And this time it wasn't 67 kronor as it was last time. This time it was 70.
Bra, 70.
So 70 kronor, I think.
Ja, so you hear the part of seven, so
yeah. Hu.
And then we add a two.
Then you asked me if I was paying by cash or card, and I was paying by cash this time. So you gave me, was it 30 kronor tillbaka?
Yes.
So 30 kronor back. And then you asked if I wanted a kvitto, a receipt. And I said yes. Okay. All good?
Yes. Should we try it the other way around now? So I will be the customer?
Okay. I'll do my best.
Okay. You be the person behind the counter.
Okay.
So I start. Hej.
Hej. Vad vill du beställa?
En dagens lunch, tack.
Varsågod, salladsbaren. Där och kaffe ingår. Det blir 70 kronor. Betalar du med kort eller kontanter?
Kontanter.
Varsågod, 30 kronor tillbaka. Vill du ha kvitto?
Ja, tack.
Varsågod. Okay, today we've been learning lots and lots of vocabulary, which I'm sure will come in useful when I get the chance to get back to Sweden and enjoy a Dagens lunch in a, oh, I've forgotten the place, Saluhall?
Saluhall.
Saluhall. Okay, I'm looking forward to it. Now, Now, if you'd like the written version of all this material, then you can find that at the Coffee Break Academy, along with the video version of the lesson and our bonus audio, which includes additional words and phrases and additional vocabulary to help you order a delicious lunch in Sweden. You can find all this at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break Swedish, and we post regular content to help you build your cultural knowledge of all things Swedish.
Jättebra. Okay, we'll be back next time with more Swedish. Until then, we hope that you've enjoyed this lesson. Tack och hej då.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.